The following is a production of the Washington College of Law at American University.
Email address, and one will be sent to your email account that will be generated in the system. Once you logged on successfully. This is what you'll be graded with. It's a career like homepage. And just so that you can sort of know how to navigate it, there's a lot going on. The first is a series of useful hyperlinks that you'll see at the top of the screen, starting with OTP homepage, contact, staff info, document library, etc. All of this will take you to sort of key points of contact for our office, whether it's staff bios or the document library, where we have all of our program handouts for relevant job search documents. There are also the career link toolbar, which is beneath the career link banner, starting with home, profile documents, job, resume selection, employers, etc. There's the announcement section, which you'll see here, beginning with information on, for example, through the document library to support online resources, fall recruitment program announcements will be here, upcoming programs and events are listed here. So it's a good thing to keep an eye on. And we also tailor these announcements to you as first year students. So you're not going to see things on here that are meant for alumni. You're not going to see things on here that are meant for, you know, an LLM candidate. This is all specific to you. Any deadlines, there are upcoming deadlines for scholarship opportunities or for applications. For recruitment, those will be under the announcement section, as well as the calendar you'll see there on the right. You can either click the calendar or the event section to find out what's going on in the office and in the community. You'll have to complete your profile, and to send some more information about it, because we run all of our communications based on the information you provide for us on your profile. So this brings from your local and permanent contact information to your academic information, and importantly, your registry status. If you're a 1L evening and you're transitioning to a full-time program, you'll want to make sure you update your profile to 2L day status when that happens. If you're a 1L day, next semester, next academic year, you're going to want to make sure that your profile says 2L day because you won't be able to participate in fall recruitment, for example, if you're still listed as a 1L. You need to keep this current. Every time something changes, update it on your profile. Even if you don't think it's important, it actually might be to our office. Your academic information includes your areas of interest. So if you know that you're interested in, let's say, criminal defense, you can select that practice area on your homepage, and if there's a criminal law panel, you'll get an email about that from our office. There are also listservs, which are, for example, judicial, government, public interest, diversity, private practice, law firm, international. You can subscribe to as many listservs as you want, or you can subscribe to none. But I would recommend that you at least subscribe to a few, especially if you have, you know, expressed interest in, for example, international opportunities. That would be a good one for you to register on. You can also doctor your privacy settings, which will allow you to show your resume to employers. If employers want to search the system for candidates proactively, they'll be able to pull up your resume. I would recommend setting that as open to employers if you haven't had it reviewed by a counselor. You want to make sure you're putting your best face forward. And finally, you can also track your employment history if you want to just keep a running tab so that when you're doing your resume coming up, you'll know, okay, I worked, you know, for this law firm as a paralegal from this time to this time, and these were my responsibilities. It's a good tool for just sort of tracking your progress. The other important thing to do, which I really hope you all do, either now or after the program, is to change your password, because I'm sure you're not going to remember the jumble of letters and numbers that were produced by the system. And to do that, you'll just click the profile tab, then select password preferences, enter the old password that's been generated for you, and then create a unique and memorable password for yourself. Like I said at the beginning of the presentation, if you forget it, you can always have it resent to you at the login screen, but it's easier to just remember it. So if you can do that as soon as possible, that would be helpful. And once you've completed your profile, which is very straightforward, the first thing you want to do is upload your job search documents, namely your resume. Now, making sure that your resume is in searchable to employers, you can pull this up in the system. Very simple, just like you would save an attachment to Gmail, you're just going to browse your own computer, pull it up. Apply a professional label, such as your last name and resume, Tony Fulton resume, and that's how it will save in the system. And then you can upload it. You can store up to 20 documents on the system, which is more than anyone needs. These range from your resume to your cover letter, your unofficial transcript, which you have to obtain through the registrar's office, and then convert it to an electronic document. And you can do that on the left or on the right here. You'll need to do that well in advance of any application deadline. The registrar operates sort of on a separate schedule from our office, so they don't really, they might not know that you guys have deadlines coming up, and we want to make sure you give them plenty of time to produce those documents. And then we just got two new scanners in our career library, so you're welcome to come in, use those scanners to create your PDF of your document and you upload. Probably we'll all use this before, so we've been searching for internships and employment opportunities. There are a couple guidelines that I would suggest. The first is to keep your searches pretty general. You don't always post positions. We have a lot of employers who come on the system themselves and post, and they don't all use the same guidelines in doing so. So if you keep your searches broad, you're going to get as many results as possible in the system. Whereas if you do an advanced search, let's say you're searching for civil rights positions in the District of Columbia, and you want, you know, I don't know, some other search parameter, it might not come up because an employer might not have put in there that it's a civil rights position. So if you just search for District of Columbia and, you know, by job level, you'll probably get more hits than in your area. Getting into the nitty-gritty, you can search by keywords. So if you know you want to be an intern, you can search for intern positions or internship positions. You can search by practice area, like I said. You can search by employer type. So if you know you want to work for a law firm, you can search what law firms have open positions in the system. Or if you know that you are searching for yourself a 1L day, you can search for positions open for 1L days. That way you're not moving through positions that are open for, let's say, 3Ls. The flip side of that coin would be if an employer didn't specify registered status, you're going to miss out on those opportunities. You can also search by location. Positions are listed in the system by geographic region. So, Mid-Atlantic, for example, would I think it's DC, Delaware, et cetera, Virginia. So, make sure you're familiar with what geographic regions are included, or what states are included in geographic regions. And position type, which should be pretty self-explanatory, but also there's permanent full-time, which are obviously for either graduates of WCL or evening students who are holding full-time jobs to compensate their income as law students. Permanent part-time jobs, which are usually contract positions for graduates. Temporary full-time, some temporary part-time. Summer full-time is what you'd probably be searching if you're looking for a summer internship or a summer part-time, depending on, you know, how much time you want to invest in your position. There's also the judicial clerkship level and the fellowship level, which you probably won't get to until later on in your job searches. But I would suggest if you're searching for a summer position that you search summer full-time, summer part-time, temporary part-time, and temporary full-time, because some employers aren't going to necessarily communicate their summer opportunities as such. They might be listed as a temporary position because it's seasonal. So, like I said, the broader the better. It's a little more work for you to have to go through the postings, but at the end it pays off because you're getting as many hits as possible. This is what a job or internship posting is going to look like for you once you've done a search. You're going to see all of the information that is provided either to our front staff who post the positions or that the employer has put in the system. It'll tell you the employer's name, the position type, the job level, the description, the required document, etc. And the application instructions will always appear on the right-hand side of the screen. You can use the CareerLink system to submit electronically, in which case the system will email your information, your application material to the employer. You would then just select what resume you want, and for this position they want a resume and a transcript. So you would select the resume you have in the system, the transcript you have in the system, and you would submit, just as easy as that. Some employers want your documents by mail, in which case their contact information will apply on the right here. Their mailing address, they might want it by fax, their fax number will appear over there. I guess it's mail, fax, and email are the three ways you'll probably see. And if there is a choice of application instructions, make sure you're following whatever the employer is requesting. If they want you to email an application and follow it up with a hard copy, then you need to email it and then send the mail document. But if they only want one version, maybe three options, pick the one that works best for you and that you think will communicate your application with us and pursue that avenue. And then once you've done it, you'll just submit and you'll be on your way. The other thing you can use the system for would be to register for programs and events like this. We post all of our internal programs on CareerLink, and we collect our RFPs through this mechanism. Also, like I said, we'll advertise any career-related programs or events that are going on in D.C., whether those are sessions for law students hosted by law firms or information sessions hosted by government agencies occurring on site. We'll also advertise job fairs and other events that occur around the country based on your contact information that you provided. So you want your local address in the system on your profile, but you probably want to put your permanent address if you're planning on going home or you're even thinking about returning home after you graduate from law school. So if you have Colorado ties, make sure that's in your permanent address so that we can do the search for you. And then the next thing I wanted to touch on was using important online resources through the system. On the homepage under the announcement section, we have a list of important online resources along with their the passwords for accessing them. And just to touch on those, there is the Government Honors and Internship Handbook, which is a very comprehensive resource full of opportunities available with government agencies around the country, so that might be state, local, or federal level. There's Human Rights Jobs Online, for those of you who are interested in an internship in that. It's a global online job bank. There's Law Crossing, which you can utilize as a law student. The NALC Directory of Legal Employers, you can run a search for what law firms offer positions to first-year students. As of December 1st, you can apply for those, and then just a few others. And what I want to do is, because I know it's kind of difficult to get an idea of it just walking through a PowerPoint, is to actually walk you through it on the screen. If you go to the main website and you're logging in, like I said, you're going to enter your full America.edu email address if you haven't already done this. And your password, whatever that may be. Okay. Sorry. Okay. This is the current website, as you'll see, for those of you who aren't able to follow along right now. Like I was explaining, you have your announcement section. This is some of the upcoming events. You guys are actually more than welcome to attend these. So, for example, we have our Dress for Success Business Attire program coming up, but we're going to have the Nordstrom Special Occasion Manager here with us to walk through what the ins and outs of business attire are. If you wanted to attend that event, you would go over here to the event section. You click on the event section, and you'll find that. Well, if it were, you could click on it. This is professional experience number three, which is equally important to have in networking. Once you click on it, you'll see the description. If it sounds like something you want to do, if it meets your class schedule and you can attend, all you have to do is click the RSVP button, and it will submit your RSVP in the system. And then you can come back to the events list and see here that you're registered for the event. It's really as easy as that. Going along those lines, if you register for an event, we really ask that you attend. For this event in particular, we ordered pizza based on the number of people who come. If fewer people register and attend, we don't have enough pizza for people, we don't have enough supplies, maybe the room's not big enough. So if you do RSVP, make sure that you attend the event, and if you can't, make sure that you notify the office that you're not going to be able to attend. Does anyone have any questions about the event section? As I was saying before, one of the important things to do is to update your profile as comprehensively as possible. This is the contact information side, but this is your academic information tab. And you'll see here that there are scores and scores of practice areas. You're welcome to list as many or as few as you want. Obviously, the more you list, the more opportunities you're going to hear about. And this doesn't mean that you're going to be bombarded by emails. We definitely try to control the number we send out and make them relevant to you. You can also select down here what listeners you want to subscribe to. And those are, as I was saying, alternatives for corporate diversity, government, international, judicial, private practice, public interest. And you can subscribe just by clicking on them to as many as you want. Make sure that you save your changes as you continue through. And I'm sure you guys hopefully have done this. This is your password section. This is where you'll change your password to something that is unique to you. Once you've done all that, this is the document section that I showed you. This is where you're going to upload your documents to the system. You'll see here that I have a resume active. click on resume, it'll show you, you know, that this is your label. You can change it here if you want to do that. If you want to make it specific to an employer, say you're applying to a position with, you know, O'Melveny and Myers, and you want to make sure they know that you're really interested in them, you might want to label your application as such, just a suggestion, just not necessary. But that's something you can do. If you're going to load your documents up onto the system, it's very important to spot check them. Sometimes if there's, you know, a glitch on the server, the minute that you upload your document, it can be corrupted. So just do a double check of your document. This is the PDF version. This is just our standard WCL resume, but this is how it will appear when it's submitted to an employer. So make sure you're checking that. Does anyone have any questions about the document section? It's really straightforward. The greatest thing about CareerLink is it's super user-friendly. So you really don't need to be so much on the use of the system as you need to know what the system can do for you, what the ins and outs are, you know, what online resources are housed here, how to search for employers and jobs. So moving on to the job listing section, I was explaining that you can search as broadly or as narrowly as you want, but that I suggest if you run a more narrow search. This is the general search field. When you come to this page, every opportunity in the system is going to be listed. So there are about 37 pages, probably, you know, 15 to 20 postings per page in the system that are active right now. If you wanted to search for positions open to 1 all days, for example, you can select that. And it will come back to you with the search results. So we have 88 that have been listed for 1 all days. That doesn't mean that there are only 88 positions in the system. That means that 88 have been listed for 1 all day students. So if you wanted to narrow it back down and go to your advanced search tab, you can come in here and let's say you know you're looking for a summer full-time position for the summer of 2008. You can submit that, and it's going to come back to you with 66 of those, so you can look through those as well. You will also probably find it useful that if you find a position that is interesting to you, for example, banking and finance summer associate position, you can add this to your favorite list by clicking the Add to Favorites button, and that is going to save for you, and then you can come back here and see what your favorite positions were. You don't have to obviously apply for a position the minute you find it. If the deadline is well in advance, find it to save it or find your documents and then come back to your favorite section. You can also save your searches. So if you know you're going to be running a search for the District of Columbia and you want to be able to run that, you know, once a week, you can do that by saving it. You'll save as here, put your label in, let's say it's PC job search. I'm going to unclick summer full time because I want to see everything that's available in the District of Columbia. You can also search internationally if that's interesting to you. So you can submit it and save it, and it's going to come back with 117 hits for the District of Columbia. Does anyone have any questions about running a job search? Very straightforward.
Can you search by both, say, D.C. and California at the same time?
Yes, you can. If you want to, you can click, I mean, you can select as many as you want from the advanced search list. Go back. Just by highlighting, if you also want California, you can just control and click it. And then you have to choose that up in the system.
I just want to mention one thing. The tab is called Jobs and Resume Collections. For your purposes, there's really no difference. It just makes it, it's another option for the employer. If they want all the resumes to come on a certain date, they might select Resume Collection and we'll forward them all on a certain date. But for your purposes, there's really no difference.
Okay. So like I said, you should really play around with the system using a couple of different search criteria and see what you get back. The more, you know, the broader you're using the search, the more hits you're going to get. This is great because you can save those positions that are relevant to you under your favorites. You don't have to do it all at once. You can come back to this later. That's sort of what you can do on the job searching front. Let's say you don't know really what you're interested in, and you want to sort of take a look at what employers are hiring and what employers are using WCL CareerLink and are looking for WCL students, you can also use the Employers tab and run a search here. You can type by keyword, so if you're looking for a particular employer, for example, if you're looking for the Department of Justice, you can type that in the keyword. And you'll see that there are a number of different protocols that populate. If you keep your keyword search narrow, it will come up with all possible hits. And for your purposes, Department of Justice, you know, I think it's under U.S. Department of Justice, so you can search for it by that keyword. You can also search here by employer type. Ignore, this is something that's been supposed to be populated. We're working with them to clean it up. You can search by business at business level. You can search by federal government. You can search by nonprofit, state and local. If you find employers that you think are interesting, you can just like a job posting, save it to your favorite employers, and come back later. You can also, once you pull up an employer profile, let's say, just randomly, the American Constituency Society for, or Constitution Society for Law and Policy. This is what the profile is going to look like. It's going to give you an overview, what their practice areas are, their contact information, and then you can also take a look at job postings. They're labeled in the system as non-OCI, which means that they're non-on-campus interview positions. Don't worry about that. That's what you want. If they have positions open, which they do, then this is going to be for an alum, but you can click then on the job posting, and this is what it looks like in real time. Your employer, your title, your responsibilities, your requirements, the geographic location, and then you have your application instructions over here. So you'll see that the employer wants you to submit electronically, so you'll pull up your resume and your cover letter and submit. The application deadline is listed here, December 31st. And then there's also contact information so that you can tailor your cover letter to that employer.
Can I just add something, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
Don't rely too heavily on the description section for the employer. You should always just Google the employer, go to their homepage, because not all employers fill this out, and we don't have enough time to update it as thoroughly as their homepage. And besides, their homepage is available to you, so make sure that you check that out as well.
And that's a really good point too. Sometimes our postings are things that our counselors have found on, for example, IDLIS, and we'll post that also on CareerLink to make it available for you. But it's always best to go, like Claire said, to the employer homepage, to their corporate website, and to look at the posting as it appears on their site to make sure that all the information is correct, to make sure that you have as good of an idea as possible. So always do your homework, do your background research, and that's going to be important when you're crafting a cover letter, for example. Anyway, so it's a very good point. We have a lot of information on the system, but it's by no means going to be the be-all and end-all of your job search. This is just to supplement it and to bring certain bookings to your announcement or to your attention.
The other thing, I don't know if this is clear or not, if I'm being too basic, but when you do sign up for Listserv, we don't email you every posting that comes through. We just try to give you the ones that we think are really exciting or some that we know that a lot of students traditionally apply for, like Justice or something like that. So you won't get an email, you know, every 5 minutes with a new job posting.
The other thing that you should look for in the coming weeks is the search agent function. If you want to sort of take a passive approach to your job search, you know that you're going to be on the system maybe once or twice a week looking for jobs, but you do want to know as positions become available to you, you can set up a search agent with your search criteria, so whether that's your geographic location or your practice area or your employer type of preference, you can save that in the system, and as those positions are added to CareerLink, you'll get that email which will tell you that a new position has been posted to the system, and it will give you a hyperlink so you can go and view the position. And then if it's something that interests you, you know, you can either save it to your favorites or apply right then. So that's something to be looking for in the next couple of weeks. We're working with our software consultant now to add that to the system. And the other thing that I would now touch on is, as I was showing, the important online resources. This is located below the upcoming programs and events. And we house most of our subscription websites, our subscription resources on CareerLink, so that it's a password protected site. These are subscriptions that WCL has bought and paid for, or that, you know, we negotiated with a particular vendors to have a subscription for you. I know sometimes it's enticing to give out usernames and passwords to friends at different law schools who may not have a subscription, but there are user limits on these, so if it's exceeding whatever the limit is we set based on the number of WCL registrants we have, sometimes they'll shut down our access or they'll stop accepting registrations from legitimate WCL users. So to the extent that it's feasible, please keep this information to yourself just to ensure that you and your colleagues have as much access as possible. Let me show you. As explained earlier, the Government Honors and Internship Handbook. If you click this hyperlink, it's going to take you directly to the login screen, which is helpful. You don't have to go around it. It will populate in the same internet browser. You'll just enter the username and password as they're listed on the website. For some of them, let's say the Vault Online Directory, there isn't a username and password because this particular hyperlink is our subscription hyperlink, and since I placed it behind the password protected site, all you need to access it is click Vault Online Directory. So, you know, this is sort of an online career library of law firms and different career guides. If you're planning on taking the private sector approach, this is something you can use to supplement your job search and access these. You can either view them online, you can download them as PDFs and you can then print them later, or you can come to the Office of Career Professional Development and have hard copies of all of these. It's just something to keep in mind. And I know that during your people rhetoric workshop that Ava Sanders touched on an online resource called Optimal Resume, which is something we just acquired this time last year. It's an online resume building software. We're one of the first law schools to get this software and to implement it for law students. What it will do is it will allow you to enter all of your content, so all of the information you're bringing to your resume, your academic information, your work history, your community experience, your community service experience, your language skills, computer skills, etc. You'll enter them into the system, and once it's all complete, you can then use what they call it the stylizer, the stylist, to format your resume. And these are all pre-approved formats, so you can be sure that you're presenting your information the best aesthetic way possible, and then generate it on the website and maintain it on the website. So this is just information on how to access that. Once you click the hyperlink from CareerLink homepage, you'll come to this screen. You'll want to click the Get Started button, which is where that blue arrow is pointed, and you'll enter your full AU email address when you're prompted to. You'll do another profile on the system. So you'll add your contact information and your education information. This is helpful because when you start building your resume, it will pull from this profile. Once you've completed that step, you'll be able to actually log into the system and get started with creating your resume. So you can either jump right into it, start adding your content, or the great thing is they've added recently a web-based tutorial, which will walk you through the software to make sure that you're understanding what you should be adding and how you should be adding it. If you have any questions, they're answered on the site itself. And as you start to build your resume, you get step-by-step guidance from the system, which OCPD counselors have gone through and entered sort of advice and tips as you go. So you'll be able to, like I said, get started with your resume. This is something you'll want to do when you're preparing to come into a counseling session with one of our counselors. You want to make sure that you have, you know, your law school and you have WCL on there. And if you're sort of confused about how to do that, this will help you get an idea for it. That being said, this doesn't take the place at all of an actual resume review with an OCPD counselor. So you'll want to make sure that you, you know, you're making sure you're taking those steps to come in and see us before you do any application.
The other thing is you're the first class to use this software, so we're really interested to see if you like it, if you think it's worth it, you think it's too basic or whatever. So when you start coming in for counseling sessions, it would be great if you would let us know, because we do have to pay for it.
Does anyone have any questions based on the crash course you got here today, on what's available through the system, or what you should be using the system for right now? No? The next thing I would ask is, have any of you have registered for Career Day for one else? And how many of you are planning on attending? Excellent. As you see, the registration has been extended through Wednesday the 31st at noon, but that's the deadline. You'll need to complete the registration form, and it needs to be accompanied by a $25 check with a security deposit. When you register on site at the Hyatt on Saturday, you'll get the check back. The only way we'll cash it is if you go to 10, and we just use it for supplement costs because we do hold it at an outside venue.
I was told that if you leave early, that your check is going to get cashed anyway. And there's a few of us that have an event at 2 here at school.
I haven't heard what.
That's what they say. Maybe they were lying. The people at the office said that when you register, just make sure that's known and that's true. I mean, I'll be there.
They said they were going to be giving the checks back at the end of the event, not when you register.
We'll make sure that if you have to leave for, you know, that we'll give it to you. Don't worry.
Yeah. And then just to let you know, you might not be clear on what Career Day is. It's an introduction to our office and to the services available to you. It will start with a breakfast. There's a keynote. We have really great panels put together of upper class students, WCI students, and alumni who are practitioners now. Talk to you about their own experiences with WCL and then with their own job versions and their professional experiences moving on. We're having a nuts and bolts workshop, the nuts and bolts of your first year job search, which will give you really great foundation from which to go work. It's a very valuable day, I would say. If you can, if you have the time, I would definitely encourage you to attend. In addition to Career Day, we're also holding resume and cover letter workshops. This is really a fundamental part of being a law student and proactively beginning your job search. We structured them so that they're available by section. If you're in one or four, you can come to the session on Monday, November 5th. And if you're in sections two or three, you can attend the session on November 9th. You'll be participating in a workshop that's led by OPCD career counselors. You'll learn what the proper legal resume is themselves. We'll learn about effective cover letters and some of the skills associated with applying for legal positions. You may have gotten career counseling as an undergraduate, or some of you are coming in with MAs or MBAs as graduate students, but the legal market is very different from anything you've been exposed to with your particular resume associated with not only legal positions, but with certain legal positions within the legal market. So if you're going to public interest, there's a way you want to go. If you're going to government, there's a way you want to go. Private sector, there's a different way. So very important tool to be discussing all the instructional materials. You should know that if you do not attend one of these workshops and you haven't notified us in advance, we'll put restricted access on your CareerLink account. You won't be able to get on and start searching for positions until you contact our office and want to be a counselor. And we're also giving priority to students who do attend. If you are attending one of the workshops, you'll be able to schedule an individual counseling appointment. If you're not able to attend, then you'll need to contact us and let us know that, and then we'll sort of work to bring you in once the first round of students. Any questions about either of those two events? Yes.
I have a question about the optimal resume.
Yeah.
What was the password and username that we should use?
It's you'll click the hyperlink from CareerLink. You'll come to this page. You won't use the login. You'll go to the Get Started button, and then you'll enter your American.edu email address. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't accept your email, then you can send it or your username, you can send an email to career development at wcl.american.edu and we can troubleshoot for you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Anita, this is my contact information. When you send an email to career development and it has, anything to do with a resource or a software system, I'll be the one you're talking with. If you have trouble or you're not understanding something about the career or software, you should email me or contact me directly and happy to work with you. If you forget your password or something like that, it will also come through me. You can either email career development or me at my email address listed there. If you have, this is the career development, this is our general email account, you can RSVP. you have any questions, you can always stop by our office after the event. It's 3122 on the first floor, or you can call our desk, which that's our main number there, like direct number is here. If you want to start speaking with your counselor, you'll go through the front desk to set up a appointment, or if you make an appointment.